and now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, "The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life." Hallelujah. Psalm 119, "I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise. In your love, hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law. But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen." And the psalm prayer, "Save us by the power of your hand, Father, for our enemies have ignored your words. May the fire of your word consume our sins, and its brightness illumine our hearts." Repeating the antiphon, "The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life." Hallelujah. And the second antiphon, "Lord, you have built your temple and altar on your holy mountain." Hallelujah. Wisdom chapter 9. "God of my fathers, Lord of mercy, you have made all things by your word, and in your wisdom have established man to rule the creatures produced by you, to govern the world in holiness and justice, and to render judgment in integrity of heart. Give me wisdom, the attendant at your throne, and reject me not from among your children. For I am your servant, the son of your handmaid, a man weak and short-lived, and lacking in comprehension of judgment and of laws. Indeed, though one be perfect among the sons of men, of wisdom who comes from you, be not with him. He shall be held in no esteem. Now with you is wisdom, you know your works, and was present when you made the world. Who understands what is pleasing in your eyes, and what is conformable with your commands? Send her forth from your holy heavens, and from your glorious throne dispatch her, that she may be with me and walk with me, that I may know what is your pleasure. For she knows and understands all things, and will guide me discreetly in my affairs, and safeguard me by her glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen." Repeating the antiphon, "Lord, you have built your temple and altar on your holy mountain." Alleluia. And the third antiphon, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Alleluia. Psalm 117, "O praise the Lord, all you nations, acclaim him, all you peoples. Strong is his love for us, he is faithful forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen." Repeating the antiphon, in the psalm prayer, "God our Father, may all nations and peoples praise you. May Jesus, who is called faithful and true, and who lives with you eternally, possess our hearts forever." Now repeating the antiphon, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Alleluia. And a reading for this morning is from Romans chapter 14, verses 7 through 9. "None of us lives as his own master, and none of us dies as his own master. While we live, we are responsible to the Lord, and when we die as his servants. Both in life and death, we are the Lord's. That's why that is why Christ died and came to life again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living." And the responsory, "The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. He hung upon the cross for us. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia." And the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon, "Simon Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe and we are convinced that you are the Christ, the Son of God." Alleluia. And the Canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high should break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Zechariah. Simon Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe, and we are convinced, that you are the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia. Enter into sessions. Christ is the bread of life. He will raise up on the last day all who share the table of his word and his body. In our joy, let us pray, Lord, give us peace and joy. Son of God, you were raised from the dead to lead us into life. Bless and sanctify all the children of your Father. Lord, give us peace and joy. You give peace and joy to all who believe in you. Grant that we may walk as children of the light, rejoicing in your victory. Lord, give us peace and joy. Build up the faith of your pilgrim church on earth, that it may bear witness to your resurrection before the world, the whole world. Lord, give us peace and joy. You suffered and so entered into the glory of the Father. Change the tears of the sorrowful into joy. Lord, give us peace and joy. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together in our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In our concluding prayer, let's pray. God our Father, by the words of waters of baptism, you give new life to the faithful. May we not succumb to the influence of evil, but remain true to your gift of life. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.